Blog Talk Radio.
It was because grace and mercy came. Your grace and mercy have brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. And I just want to thank you, Jesus, and praise you too, for your grace and your mercy has brought me through. Hallelujah. Good afternoon and praise the Lord and welcome to Jabez Radio 1. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Tripper, joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. Jabez Radio 1 is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty, mighty good God we serve. Amen. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I shall, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Amen. I'm glad about it. What about you? Amen. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And there's none like him. None like Jesus. No, not one. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Today we're talking about Jesus' grace is sufficient for thee. My grace, Jesus says, is sufficient for thee. Let's go to our scripture. Our scripture coming is coming from the 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter and the 9th verse. 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter and the 9th verse. And it reads, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come lifting your name on high. We thank you, Father God, for your grace and your mercy that has brought us through. We thank you for dying on the cross. We thank you, Father, for serving us, Father, that we might have everlasting life. We thank you for your grace is sufficient. That's all we need, Lord Jesus, to have mercy upon us. Father God, speak through me today and let everyone that's under the sound of my voice hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Let it fall on good ground, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. My grace is sufficient for thee. We think about grace. We think about favor. We think about when we say his mercy, his compassion, because Jesus is a compassionate Father. He's a loving and a kind Father. And so he favors us with his grace. Amen. Because he didn't have to die on Calvary, but he did to save a wretch like you and me. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul can't help but to cry out, hallelujah, because it was Jesus' grace and his mercy that brought me through. When Jesus says, he tells us here, right in his holy word, that his grace in the 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter and the 9th verse, that his grace is sufficient. If his grace is sufficient for us, that means it's enough. All we need is the grace of God. Amen? His favor, his compassion, his mercy. And when we have found favor with God, then we are blessed. The Bible says, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and out of no sorrow. Amen? So we want to find ourselves have favor with God. We want to be, and we are the apple of his eye. He wants us to walk in the newness of life. He wants us to walk in the spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. He wants us to obey his voice and harden not our heart when we hear him speaking clearly. He wants us to hearken to his voice. Amen. Because why? His grace is sufficient. Hallelujah. Amen. That's all we need is the mercy and the grace of God. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. The cattle on a thousand hills belongs to him. Amen. My grace is sufficient for thee. What Jesus wants us to know. Because without Jesus, we are nothing. He says we live, move, and have our being. It's through him in Christ Jesus. He says it's in him, Jesus, that we live today, move, walk around, and have our being. In our right mind, the activity and use of our limbs. Because why? His grace is sufficient. He says, new mercy. He says, we will find. He loads us daily with benefit. Amen. Daily, because of his grace. His grace is sufficient. And if we can line up to the word of God and obey his voice, no good thing he will withhold from them, he said, their walk of life. If we just delight ourselves in him, he says he will give us the desires of our heart. Nothing else matters. Only thing that Jesus wants us to do is seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto us. We don't have to fear. We don't have to worry. We don't have to fret, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and his grace sufficient for thee. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I feel the Holy Ghost. What about you? The favor of God. Yes, the blessing of the Lord. When we have found favor with God, then we will obtain mercy, come more daily. He'll load us with just more benefit because we found favor. And that's all we want to do. So what did Jesus tell us to do? He says, I go away after he died for us on the cross, that you and I may live again. He says, I go away to prepare a place for you, that where I am, ye may be also. But I will not leave you comfortless. The Holy Ghost, which is the Comforter, shall lead and guide you into all truth. Amen? And this is what he's telling us today. He is the way. He is the truth. And he is the life. Jesus said, I'm not a man that I should lie, neither the Son of Man that I should repent. But he has left the blueprint and the footprint for us to follow, and that is to repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. He says that she may receive the gift of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. He says, but wait. Until you be endued with power from on high, that you may be able to cast out devils, lay hands on the sick, and they'll recover. And you can drink and take up any deadly thing, and it will not harm you. We're living in the last days, a perilous time. He says, where men have become lovers of themselves, boasters, proud, haters of God, despisers of them that do good. We're living in this time and right now. We see pestilences right now, diseases in the land. He says, when you see these signs, he says, know that the beginning, the end is now. He says, this is just the beginning of sorrows. Beginning. This is just only just begun. So what are we to do in the meantime? We need to repent of our sin, make sure we have taken on Jesus in word and in deed and are baptized in the name of Jesus, born of the water and of the Spirit. Yeah, it's good to confess Jesus Christ as Lord, but what about going on down in the name of Jesus Christ, being baptized in the name of Jesus? Not the Father, the name of the Father and the name of the Son and the name of the Holy Ghost is Jesus. So we take them on, not only in our mouth and our heart, but on indeed by going down, our whole body being submerged in water in the name of Jesus Christ. If you got to be baptized in the bathtub, be it unto you, so be it in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And wait till you be endued with power from on high. We have some scriptures coming out of Jeremiah today. Jeremiah, a great prophet. And we're going to begin with Jeremiah 8 and 22. We're going to read a scripture out of Jeremiah 8, a scripture out of Jeremiah 9, a scripture out of Jeremiah 10, and a scripture out of Jeremiah 11. And our first scripture is Jeremiah 8 and 22. Jesus, the Bible reads, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? Jeremiah 9:23. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this. Hallelujah. That he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness. Hallelujah. In the earth, for in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Whew, thank you, Holy Ghost. Jeremiah 10 and 20 reads, my tabernacle is spoiled and all my cords are broken. My children are gone forth of me, and they are not. There is none to stretch forth my tent anymore. Jesus, help us, Lord, and to set up my curtains. Whew. For the pastors are become brutish and have not sought the Lord. Therefore, they shall not prosper, and all their flocks shall be scattered. My Lord. Jeremiah 11 and 1 reads, the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, hear ye the words of this covenant, and speak unto the men of Judah, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and say thou unto them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, cursed be the man that obeyeth not the word of this covenant, which I commanded your fathers in the day that I brought them forth out of the land of Egypt from the iron furnace, saying, obey my voice, and do them according to all which I command you. So shall ye be my people, and I will be your God, that I may perform the oath which I have sworn unto your fathers, to give them a land flowing with milk and honey, as it is this day. Then answered I and said, so be it, O Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Woo! Jesus is a wonder in my soul, my Lord. Jesus is speaking. He is letting us know to hearken unto him, diligently hearken unto him. Hear his voice. and obey his voice. Hear his commandments and obey his commandments. He's telling us, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician? He is the great physician, Jesus Christ. He'll heal you, he'll deliver you, and he will set you free, my God, from glory. He's an awesome and a mighty good God, the Prince of Peace, the everlasting Father, and the mighty God is he. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Jesus, the soon to come and true and living God. He's also telling us, will you stretch forth my curtains? Will you extend the tent? Will you go out into the land and do the work that I've called you to do? Will you obey his voice? Will you hearken to the voice of God? Will you be diligent and will you be about his business? He tells us he delights in loving kindness, in judgment, and in righteousness. So he's, yes, loving and he's kind. We know this. We all talk about the loving and the kindness and compassion and merciful Father of Jesus that he is. But what about he delights in judgment too? Amen. He says, after death comes the what? Judgment. Jesus' grace is sufficient for you. His grace is all you need. All he wants you to do is be a willing vessel. Come unto him. He says, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, hallelujah, and I'll give you rest. He says, I'll give you rest. I'll give you, I'll heal your body. I'll heal your soul. I'll heal your mind. He says, I'll give you rest. And he'll give you peace that surpasses all understanding. Hallelujah. And you know what? He'll give you joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. The kind of God that we serve. That's the kind of God I serve. That's the kind of God you serve. If you are willing and obedient, Jesus Christ says you will eat the good of the land. He wants to allow you to go into that land that flows with milk and honey. But you got to come on out of bondage. Come on out of Egypt. He says, and then I'm going to show you that Canaan, my God from glory. Oh, taste and see, glory be to God, that the Lord Jesus Christ, he is good. Whoo, glory to God. And his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Just like the songwriter said, his grace and his mercy brought me through. Amen. Amen. His grace, Jesus' grace, is sufficient for you. So many people are dying now, leaving this world suddenly. We talked, that was the message last Saturday. Suddenly, things are happening. Suddenly, Jesus said, a stiff-necked people, he will destroy suddenly, and that without remedy. We don't want to be in that category. We want to be obedient as dear children of the Most High God while we have a chance, breath in our body, while we have this life in this earthen vessel to not only proclaim the name of Jesus Christ, but walk in his statutes, to walk in obedience and to walk in his, amen. Praise be to God. Jesus Christ, he is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And he changeth not. We change, but God's word doesn't change. I was talking to a woman of God, and she's a Sunday school teacher in Rochester, New York. And this week, she and I were talking, and since the COVID-19, they haven't been able to go to the actual house of God to pick up the new Sunday school books, if you will. So the new superintendent of the Sunday school informed this woman of God, we don't need a Sunday school book. She said, yes, we do. She said, no, we don't. She said, God's word doesn't change. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It doesn't change. We change. And we get spoiled. We don't really need a Sunday school book. The word of God is the Holy Bible. We have gotten so spoiled that we have broken our own souls. The word of God is quick, is powerful, and is sharper than any two-edged sword. Yes, it is. You don't have to copy it and put it in another book because it's already written. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jesus' grace is sufficient. It is. It's sufficient for his loving kindness. His mercy is sufficient for you. Think about what Jesus is telling us today. Nothing else matters, but his grace is sufficient. He said, it's enough. That's all you need. It's his grace. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask right now that you will give us grace, Father God, that we might find favor in your sight. That we might do your will, that we might do it according to your way, in the name of Jesus. That we will walk in the Spirit, not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That we will seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of your righteousness, and everything else will be added unto us. Father, we thank you for the living word, hallelujah, that we can always just seek ye first the kingdom of God. And we know that everything else is going to be added. We thank you for delighting ourselves in you, knowing that you will give us the desires of our heart. Thank you, Father, for taking us to new heights, Father God, in Christ Jesus. Thank you for allowing our feet to be like hinds feet, taking us and setting us up on high places. Hallelujah. Giving us favor with you and with man, in the name of Jesus, continue to watch over us, comfort us, and keep us in your care. Dispatch your holy angels around us, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. God bless you.
Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you.
Praise you,
your grace, A sinner like me.